Safety, pacing, and responsibility. Any program that works with awareness, identity, and stress must address safety explicitly. While the practices here are generally gentle and accessible, they are not inert. Changes in how experiences related can influence emotions, self-perception, and nervous system regulation. For this reason, non-duality-based stress reduction places unusual emphasis on pacing, consent, and responsibility. These are not secondary considerations. They are integral to the integrity of the program. Awareness-based approaches differ from many behavioral or cognitive interventions in one important respect. They alter the context in which experience is understood. When the context of experience shifts, long-standing patterns may loosen. Now, this can be relieving, but it can also be disorienting if it occurs too quickly or without sufficient grounding. NDSR is designed to minimize this risk by proceeding gradually and by prioritizing embodiment, emotional tolerance, and ordinary functioning at every stage. No deep insight is required here. No threshold must be crossed. This program is intended for adults who are interested in reducing stress by relating to experience differently. It may be especially appropriate for individuals who experience chronic or recurring stress, or who feel over-identified with their thoughts and self-judgments. For people who have prior experience with mindfulness or meditation, and are curious about awareness-based approaches without religious framing. Many people complete this program independently without difficulty and report increased ease, increased clarity, and increased resilience. Self-guided awareness-based exploration is not appropriate for everyone, though. If you currently experience or have a history of any of the following, it's strongly recommended you proceed only with professional support. These include significant trauma symptoms that are easily triggered, dissociation, depersonalization, or derealization, psychosis or a history of psychotic episodes, severe depression with suicidal ideation, or severely unstable mood disorders. Now, this does not imply that awareness-based approaches are inherently unsafe in these contexts. It just means that self-guided exploration may not provide sufficient containment. So, if at any point during our self-paced programs, you experience a sense of unreality or detachment, emotional numbness or flattening, disorientation or deep confusion. If you experience heightened anxiety that does not settle with grounding, you should pause the program and return attention to ordinary sensory experience, your daily routines, and external support. There's really no advantage to moving too quickly through this material. Each week of the program is a suggested structure, not a requirement. Some readers, some course goers, may spend multiple weeks on a single section, and that's fine. Others may revisit earlier weeks periodically. That is also okay. Progress in NDSR is not cumulative in the usual sense. Later material does not invalidate earlier material. Familiarity deepens through repetition and integration, not through some kind of advancement. If a practice feels effortful, destabilizing, or confusing, that is not a sign of resistance. It is useful information. Grounding takes priority. Throughout this program, grounding in ordinary experience takes precedence over maintaining any particular perspective. Grounding may include feeling physical contact with your environment, engaging in routine activities, spending time outdoors, connecting with other people, and returning attention to your sensory experience in the here and now. If awareness-based practices feel disorganizing or overly intense, returning to ordinary life is not a regression. It is appropriate self-regulation. Awareness does not need to be protected either. It does not disappear when your attention is engaged elsewhere. One of the risks associated with non-dual language is the misunderstanding that responsibilities are now somehow optional or an illusion. This program does not support that view. Recognizing awareness as context does not remove ethical responsibility, or social accountability, or practical obligations. Recognizing awareness does not excuse harmful behavior or avoidance of difficult situations. In many cases, responsibility becomes clearer rather than weaker, and actions are less reactive, more skillfully responsive when they arise from within this wider context of open awareness. And about spiritual bypassing. Awareness-based insight should never be used to avoid your emotions, should never be used to avoid or dismiss psychological work or relational work, should never be used to minimize suffering, not your own, not other people's, nor to justify harmful, neglectful, or abusive behavior. If such patterns arise, they are signals to return to grounding and to ordinary human engagement. NDSR emphasizes maturity over insight and integration over transcendence. A simple guideline can help orient your engagement with the program. If a practice increases your flexibility, responsiveness, and ease, it is likely appropriate for you. If a practice increases rigidity, avoidance, disconnection, it should be softened or paused and let go of. This guideline applies throughout the program. With these considerations in place, the 8-week program can be approached with confidence. The practices that follow are designed to be gentle, reversible, and adaptable. Nothing essential is lost by going slowly, and nothing is gained by forcing any sort of change. The experiential work begins not with effort, but with recognition.